بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar, the poetry of Arif Billah Rumi, a waqt, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Maulana Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. It's entitled Ah, Jo Dil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Nahi. Do Jahan Ka Maza Usko Hasil Nahi. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کہ منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں
الحمدللہ الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تعالی فی القرآن المجید والفرقان الحمید اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یا ایوہ الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین صدق اللہ العلی العظیم. Very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Zada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt of Razi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, where Hazrat is explaining us that this heart Allah Ta'ala has given us, the purpose of the heart is, it is the palace of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So nobody else should be in the heart. The heart should be prepared only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And in the hadith you could see that is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explaining the words which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions, that the skies are too small for me to fit in. The earth is also too small for me to fit in. If there's a place I can fit is the heart of a believer. What does it mean that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, Allah Ta'ala has given us that ability, insan and jinnat, that we can raise above the stage, above malaika also. And on the other hand, if we don't realize our value, then we will stoop down lower than animals also. So that is why Hazrat beautifully titles this poem and takes a deep sigh. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. How is it, insan, Allah Ta'ala has given us the most honorable honor and respect and dignity and abilities, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has sent us in the short life of this world to prepare our hearts to get connected to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and then looking forward to meeting Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. As Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us so beautifully in the Quran Kareem, Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, kanat lahum jannatul firdaus nuzula. Further Allah says, فَمَنْ كَانِ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّي فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. That person who has realized Allah has sent me here in this temporary world, in this short part of my life, I'm now in an imtihan room, and am I realizing that I must be eager now preparing myself to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says to meet Allah very simple. First of all, connect yourself to the man of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And they will teach us that empty our hearts of everything besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That if you want to put your trust, put it only in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Who else know our needs better than Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? And Allah has given us this beautiful honor. And Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world that not on our own we have to find our path. Allah didn't leave us that we get lost. Allah has made all the arrangements for us. And still if we don't find our path, it is a sad condition upon myself and all of us. So Allah has brought us in this Mubarak majalis of our Shaykh. And these the fair friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, no matter wherever they are, their attention and focus are upon the people who come to the majalis and are worried that we must correct our lives, purify our hearts, and bring Allah Ta'ala in our heart. Otherwise, Hazrat says, ah, a person who takes a regret, and like sadly, if a person missed a big deal in this world, that ah, I was just 2 minutes late, or I should have picked up my hand for the auction. All the deals of this world, it's of no value. Sadly, will be that heart. Allah save me, all of us. I have to check my condition and all of us. That Malakul Maut comes and I realize that what I supposed to be working for, tere dil ka gham ka hamil nahi. That heart who is not carrying the pain of gaining the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and that is no heart. And that is why we find the Ahle Dil, the men of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, they term which Allah Ta'ala himself says, wa ibadur Rahman. All are the servants of Allah Ta'ala. But the special servants are those of Rahman, Allah who has created us out of His mercy. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who wants us to get connected to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So those who got connected to Allah Ta'ala, they are known as Ahle Dil, the people of heart. Otherwise everybody has got heart. But when a person gives his heart to everything else besides Allah, and like our Dada Shaykh explains in another poem, that we find many insects Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made that got wings and they fly around. But only a moth is called a parwana. A moth is that insect that has got a pur, and it is an insect with wings. And what does it mean? Normally we see moths when the light is burning, the floodlights, etc. Even fire, they want to give their life for that. They think that is that fire will give me strength, etc. So like that, all other insects, flies also got wings. But where do they give their life to go into filth and dirt? So like that, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that I gave you this heart to connect to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then you will get this honorable title of Ibadur Rahman, that the slaves of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And how to become the slaves of Allah Ta'ala? Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. You want to know who Rahman is, how kind and merciful Allah, who is totally independent. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah Ta'ala addresses our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi explained so beautifully, that here directly Allah made nisbat of Allah's rububiyyah to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which shows what is the position and honor of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest creation, that Allah ta'ala has sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an embodiment of mercy to the entire creation. And in this part of this time of the world, where Allah has chosen me and you to be the ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala says, O my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explain to your ummat, explain to my servants, wa rabbuka al-ghani, Allah is totally independent. And why Allah made this whole system, and why Allah ta'ala has brought us here and commanded us, so to say, come into the majalis of the Ahlullah, come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Zur Rahmah. Allah is an embodiment of mercy. Allah is the creator of mercy. So this is the demand of the mercy of Allah ta'ala. And that is why we learn from our shaykh and our mashayikh that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness and mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made what is very necessary for us and very important. Allah has made all those things for us, And what is, and the other side of it, the staying away from the disobedience of Allah ta'ala, what is very harmful for us and what is dangerous for our iman, Allah made all those things haram. But still we find insan's nature is such, al-insanu harisun fima munia, that if you don't connect to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what you are told not to do, not to go close, that you want to go close to. And that is why, as we are taught by our shaykh and our mashayikh, our children particularly, they have to be trained from birth already. And from birth you have to train them, that we have to control our eyes, etc. Otherwise you tell them, as you're driving on, don't look at this board, then they'll keep on looking at this board. Before time we have to tell them. So like this Hazrat is saying, how sad that heart has made effort for everything in this world, and you feel sad, I must just deal, I must just, I wanted to, this opportunity I must, but you didn't make an effort in your heart to carry this great, great wealth of the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness, Allah ta'ala gives us chance till the last moment, and Allah ta'ala addresses all the servants like myself. Allah ta'ala says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and here also Hazrat explained, so to say, it is the ghairat of Allah, that I created your heart only for me, but you gave your heart to everybody else, and you're wasting your life. So still Allah ta'ala announced, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say to all my servants who have gone away from Allah ta'ala and living a life of the disobedience of Allah, not following the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, you are doing harm to yourself. You've gone into extravagance of disobedience. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn back, fafirru ilallah. Run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By running to the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will guide us and come back onto the beautiful lifestyle of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a person will realize that this world also, Allah has created only for the benefit of the believers really. The non-believers, Allah ta'ala out of His kindness, Allah ta'ala grants everybody their need. But really, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala grants them honor in this world. And what can be said of the year after? So Hazrat addresses us beautifully and says, Do jaha ka maza usko hasil nahi, ah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That a person won't get the enjoyment of this world, what can be said of the enjoyment of the year after? The real enjoyment of the year after is, as Allah ta'ala explains in Surah Ar-Rahman, every ayat Allah ta'ala then is explaining and reminding us, particularly insan and jinnat, which Allah ta'ala has termed in the surah, Ayyuha Thaqalan, the two very mighty creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains in his tafsir, and many other Mufassirin have explained, that in Arabic, what is thiqal, what is heavy, that is that thing which is heavy that can be weighed on a scale. But here Allah Ta'ala has shown this doesn't mean mass. Here it means weighty as far as what is contained within you. So insan and jinnat, Allah has given us that ability to bear the great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'rifat of Allah, and to fill iman in our heart. So according to how much iman, and then a person, according to how much you value yourself, and how much iman you fill in your heart, that will be the value. And in this world already we see the value of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who did not know their own value, could not recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pulled us out of darkness, and then we realized that Allah has made us for this great honor, even the heavens, the earth, all this Allah prepared for us. And Allah ta'ala has even sent Qur'an-i Kareem on the beloved heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to realize that to get connection with Allah, you have to get connection with the Kitabullah. And Kitabullah, you can only get connected with Rijalullah, with the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that if you came in this world and you didn't love the life you're supposed to love the way you're supposed to, then Allah ta'ala immediately reminds us, although we made you the honorable creation, summa radadnahu asfala safilin, we'll lower you to the lowest of ebb. And today we see what the world, where the world is turning to. Despite all we say, there's turmoil in the world and direct attack on our iman. But still, we're just carrying on life as normal. Myself, I must ponder and think. Am I more conscious that I must be early in the masjid? My 5 times salah. Am I bringing, talking about the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the only way to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will give insan and jinnat, this will give you that ability now, that Allah ta'ala has promised that the world will only be run properly by the believers. But when we don't realize our value, then Allah ta'ala's system is, you oppress yourself by following the disbelievers. Allah ta'ala will put bigger oppressors. And today we say the America and the whole United Nations or whatever, they are controlling the world. They can't control anything. We have lost our value. So unfortunately, that is what Hazrat says, how sad is, if you gave your life to everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't get the enjoyment of this world. Where are you going to get the enjoyment of the year after? And then Allah ta'ala save us. When Malakul Maut comes, it is too late to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is only Allah's kindness. Allah has brought us here in the majlis of our Shaykh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Allah's kindness and the tawajjih of our mashayikh, Allah ta'ala make us realize this reality. And this also, first of all, we have to be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we see Allah ta'ala taught us every rakat of our namaz, how to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important need of every insan, so that your heart gets connected to Allah ta'ala, is first of all realize, Iyaka na'bud wa Iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, I am your slave, and to be the slave of Allah, that nisbat, this is the greatest honor. And that was the honor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where Allah ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the occasion of Mi'raj. Allah ta'ala make us realize. So when we love and come onto the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beg Allah ta'ala to help us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that don't think this is my achievement. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahane ke to qabil hi nahi. Oh Allah, how you have created us, that every hole in our body has got only filth and dirt. And Allahu Akbar, if we don't take care, and most important, controlling our eyes, which is the door to the heart. And Allah Ta'ala has shown us from the root, keep your heart clean. That kullil mu'mineena yaghuddu min absarihim. This is such a command Allah told Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You address the believing men and believing women particularly separate, that control your gazes. And this does not only mean looking at lustful gazes, anything that we're not supposed to be looking at. Today we just see a person's got something new, a new car. Now you in your namaz, you came to meet Allah, but your mind is somewhere else. So learn to control our eyes, and this is why Allah has brought us here. This current comes from heart to heart, from the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala got this current of iman from Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, then nothing could distract them. When they went out in jihad, and the enemy knew these are such men that you can't fight them with weapons. The only thing to distract a man is that entice him with the artificial entertainment of this world. And one of the worst entertainment and worst, the person gets overtaken by just glancing at a woman. Even if she's, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the woman walking in the street, they've got no beauty. Shaitan makes them beautiful. And if we carry on glancing, then our iman becomes weak. So Sahaba Rajam went out in jihad. They had to camp on one side, and they had to walk a few hundred meters down to make salah on the other camp. When the enemy realized this, they got all the most beautiful young women to stand on both sides of the road, decorated with jewelry and everything. And they told them, these men, you should entice them also. If they look at you and the moment they show inclination to you, they want to touch you, then you should not stop them in the least, but because they knew this is their main weapon. Allah save me, all of us, that I realize it's easy to talk, more easy to listen. But Allah give us tawfiq. And for this Allah Ta'ala has sent the men of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala has given us Qur'an-i Kareem, the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When the heart gets the strength, then all these artificial beauties of this world, which are not even termed, the word beauty is not even correct to be associated with them. Beautiful is only that thing that is directly connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So when the Amir heard of this ploy of this, he gave an instruction to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala that keep your gazes down and just carry on walking. A whole week passed, and they asked this woman, what's wrong with you? They say, these are not men. As Allah Ta'ala says, رِجَالُ اللَّهُ تُلْهِيمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْهُنْ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. These are such men, they can be doing big, big business deals, but not for a moment they'll be unmindful of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Any attraction that distracts them from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but this comes with a current of iman. So Allah Ta'ala has made the system, and that is why we should beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as our Hazrat teaches us, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says so beautifully, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala says, if it is not Allah's special favor and Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah will not purify the hearts of anybody at any moment. It is only Allah's kindness, but that Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala will purify those who Allah desires. And our Dada Shaykh used to put it so beautifully. He used to say, read this ayat and beg Allah Ta'ala through the wasila of this ayat. And then say, Ya Allah, that this fazl and this rahmat that you have mentioned in this ayat, we plead you that make us among those that you desire and make our islah. And then go further and say, Ya Allah, we make an intention, we try, but myself, so useless, just slipping all the time. So you pull us like a magnet. Allah yajtabi may yasha. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah pulls also who Allah desires. But who will Allah pull and give hidayat? وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Those who show inclination towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. It is a sign that Allah wants to pull us to Allah Ta'ala. Myself, all of us, let us make the tawbah and beg Allah. We are living a lifestyle against the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Pull us out of that way of life and pull us to the life of your beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat says here, oh Allah, if you pull us, it's only your kindness. I am not worth being your servant in the least, but you are so kind. You made me an insan and you want me to get this honor. So Allah, please don't deprive me. And where will you get this? Hazrat says, Sohbati ahle dil jisne paayi na ho. Uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. A person who hasn't get the sohbat, that is the close connection, being in the company of the ahle dil. Here, as we explained what Hazrat says, everybody got heart. But those who have realized my heart, Allah gave me. And our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, agar dil dena ho to usi ko de do, jisne tumhe dil diya. If you want to give your heart to anybody, give it to the creator of the heart. Allah knows the value of our heart. Allahu Akbar. And then Hazrat says, when you realize this and you give your heart to Allah, the creator of the heart, how valuable Allah will make your heart that you can't imagine. And you won't realize what honor Allah gives you. Allah Hazrat says so beautifully, Jaan di maine unke naam par, iskne socha na kuch anjaam par. When you get this current of the love of Allah, then he says, I gave everything, my life. And what is both the worlds? Even Jannat has got no value compared to Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of Jannat. So Hazrat says, if you didn't make an effort to find the Ahl Dil, and Allah Ta'ala has made it in every zamana, tell Allah Ta'ala, I want the world to exist. Allah commanded us, be with the Sadiqeen. Those that are true in their taqwa, in their public life, private life, all the time. And Allahu Akbar, as Allah Ta'ala explains, their reward in Jannat, they will be of a very high category of Jannat. And in that ayah, in that ruku, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي جَنَّتَانْ. Those who made an effort to get this out of the love of Allah, that fear, that all the time Allah is with me, Allah is watching me, public life, private life, wherever I am, I must get the strength not to disobey Allah Ta'ala. And we are weak, Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah open all the time. So those who have this fear, Allah Ta'ala says they got two special Jannat, a special high ranking Jannat. And as it explains in the ayat that come after that, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَان. Then there are two other Jannat for the general believers. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make effort in this line to gain this love and fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Hazrat says, this you'll get only from the company of Ahl-e-Dil, those who got heart. So this connection of Iman and this love of Allah goes from heart to heart. And all the time we have to be begging Allah to keep us connected to the man of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Otherwise Hazrat says, you'll have all the worries, but that's no worry. If you got this one worry, the Ahlullah, they only got two worries. One worry in this world, I mustn't disobey Allah. So they try their best to do all good deeds to the best of their ability. And this is what is called the kayfiyat of ihsan. That all the time consciousness, Allah is with me. Allah is watching me. Allah is hearing me. So you do your actions in the best way. But after that you realize, where can my actions be accepted in the court of Allah? And you beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Hazrat says, when you got this, then that is a heart. Otherwise your grief has got no grief. And today we see people, Allahu Akbar, all the grief of this dunya, where it's taking us to madness. And we regard that as a sickness, which in reality is a spiritual disease. The only cure for that is come back, turn back to Allah Ta'ala, what is istighfar, tawbah, come into the company of the man of Allah Ta'ala, come love that life which Allah Ta'ala wants, the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise Hazrat says, your heart is not a heart. And this is not the physical heart that Hazrat is referring to. It is referring to a spiritual heart. Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat explained, one elderly person of Azadwal used to say, and Allah grant him Jannat, passed away. He says, today we all worried of a heart attack. You just go to the doctor, he says, it seems like you got high blood. You need an ECG. We get very worried. But we're not worried of a mort attack. Did I check my condition of my spiritual heart? Is my ruh? For that we say, now we went, Hazrat is not in the majlis, what must we do in the majlis? The majlis, wherever the Ahlullah are, their attention and focus is all the time there. And their du'as for us, we can't imagine. It is only with the du'as of the Ahlullah, our parents, etc., our satiza, that Allah Ta'ala pulls a person towards him. And then Hazrat explains, when you realize this, and you come in the company of the friends of Allah, and you realize this is the way to get connected to Allah Ta'ala, now you're able to differentiate very clearly where I should be sitting, in which gathering, who should I be listening to. Hazrat says here so beautifully, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi. That, oh Allah, wherever I don't get this closeness of yours, I don't get this love of Allah in your heart, in my heart, in that gathering. And as we learn from our elders, mostly, they hardly used to speak much in their majlis. Silent majlis, but from that heart, your heart used to get that strength of Iman. Today, my condition, the worst of all, we sit in the company of our Shaykh, and over telling us, and the basics of deen, sell myself, let me see, that am I conscious of the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Am I consciously wearing simple sunnah, wearing my shoes? And every sunnah is simple, but very valuable. The most valuable thing that our Dada Shaykh used to say, people are giving their lives in the battlefield and becoming shaheed. Ya Allah Ta'ala has given us in the comfort of our homes, in this time to practice on one sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 100 shaheed sawab, and you're still alive, and you can get how many 100 shaheed sawab. But myself, let me see if I'm unconscious. That one is I'm wearing my right shoe first, but I'm unconscious. This is the sunnat of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And do it to a death and see what one is the enjoyment, and then what close connection a person will get. And the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will penetrate our heart. And that is the only way we can get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person won't have to ask, can I sit in this gathering or that gathering? You will feel where you're getting the current of the love of Allah ta'ala. So Hazrat says, ho ke manzil bhi ho, wo meri manzil nahi. It can be a station going to akhirat. In other words, it might look like an Islamic gathering also. But I don't feel that closeness of Allah ta'ala, then that is not my station. And like of you also, a person should realize, our station was bi nafsaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. It makes sabr, all the attractions will keep on coming. And shaitan is too clever. You think you're getting close to Allah ta'ala, he'll bring all different attractions. That you are very close, he'll bring pride. He'll bring all the show, entertainment, that you want to be famous, Allah save me, all of us. So realize that my destination is only when till Malakul Maut comes. Then I must realize I reached my destination. Never ever think that I'm okay. I'm a friend of Allah. That we'll only know when we go, when Malakul Maut comes. Then we'll know whether we pass in the Simtihan or not. That will be the first indication. And the real results will come out on the day of Qiyamah. Allah save me, all of us. Then Hazrat explains, if you still don't realize that this is the only way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and till Malakul Maut don't come to you, then keep on making sabr and being in the company of the righteous, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do what they have taught us to do. That our faraiz on time, especially our namazes. Today we see, myself, I should take stock. We all say there's a direct attack on our iman, and in our own country we say there's turmoil. But how much did my namaz improve? Did I make an effort at least to be 5 minutes earlier in the masjid or not? That I must not miss my namaz with jamaat. Or am I making dua for myself also? That Ya Allah, make me punctual with my 5 times salah. And make every person in my locality and the whole country and the whole world. This is the only solution for us. Turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And begging Allah ta'ala with istighfar and tawbah. And the conditions that comes is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to change the conditions, Allahu Akbar. Allah ta'ala mentions clearly, kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an. Every yom, every day, here Mufassirin explain, it doesn't mean day, every split moment, fi kulli waqtin min al-awqat, wa fi kulli lahzatin min al-lahzat, every split moment, every creation of Allah Ta'ala is begging Allah Ta'ala for His needs, and Allah Ta'ala is fulfilling all the creation's needs according to Allah Ta'ala's great wisdom and Allah Ta'ala's knowledge. So Allah Ta'ala is in a splendor every split moment. Yes, beautifully, our mashayikh, when they make their zikr also, how they recite, Shana teri har ana nahi hai, kai jalali, kai jamali. Oh Allah, your splendor is so magnificent, that sometimes you're in such a beautiful splendor when you see the sun rising in the morning. And sometimes the sun is supposed to be rising, the sun has risen, but Allah brings a dark cloud and covers it. So sometimes Allah's splendor is, a person is begging of Allah, please forgive me. Allah Ta'ala is changing his life. Allah is giving him honor. A person, he thinks that, no, I am already reached Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala just graces us. So every moment Allah is in a different splendor. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala after that explains, سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّوَ الثَّقَلَانِ. That, O insan and jinnat, we made you that valuable creation of ours. That you must get this wealth of the love of Allah. Very soon, Allah Ta'ala talking according to our language, we will free ourselves for you. In other words, on the day of Qiyamah, when it's time to take Hisab Kitab, now all the begging of this world will all come to an end. Now that is the day only of Hisab and Kitab. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't need to be free. Allah is talking according to our language. And Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, that as Hazrat teaches us, when we make salam also, are we talking to the angels and making salam to them? That when we build this connection, then the reality of that our actions are being written. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So Hazrat says here, if you connect ghair haq se lagata hai jo apna dil tere ulfat ke gham ko wo mahamil nahi. That today we see conditions come and we say yes, we have to make amal, but we have to do outward. The outward things are there to take our outward precaution also. But first is iman, first is amal. That when iman is strengthened, then the outward, what Allah Ta'ala has made asbab, we will use, but we won't put our trust in asbab. Today, unfortunately, we say amal is there, it's important, but we're giving more, turning our attention more towards the asbab. And we're forgetting the creator of asbab, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says, in any of your matter, if you turn your heart to anybody else besides the creator of heart, Allah Rabbul Izzat, then yari ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi. Then that person is not caring, thus the enjoyable wealth of yours. Hazrat says, teri ulfat ke gham, that the pain of your love, the pain which is enjoyable, to fear Allah Ta'ala in the love of Allah Ta'ala is so enjoyable. As Hazrat says, that when you spend time in the company of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and you realize how faulty and terrible is guna and disobedience of Allah, then guna chorna asan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. Then to leave sun won't be easy, it will be enjoyable. And then as Hazrat explains, our Shaykh Azman Abdul Hamid Sahib explains us all the time, even the Majlis last week, Hazrat says, that do I get this pain? How am I disobeying Allah? How are so many people disobeying Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So if this pain is not in my heart, I have to beg Allah Ta'ala for that. Then Hazrat explains, when a person realizes this, Allah has made me and Allah has created us in the short time, aapka ho main bas aur kisi ka nahi, koi leila nahi, koi mahmil nahi. Oh Allah, make me yours and you become mine. I only want you. So Hazrat says, oh Allah, I'm only yours. And thus we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala all the time, oh Allah, koi leila nahi. I got no ulterior motive that I'm coming to the masjid so I can get connected, I want to get married to this girl or that, people must give good reference of me. No, I got no ulterior motive. In other words, the terrible desires in our, which Allah has brought, these are things that blocks our connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One is Ja and one is Ba. Ja is fame, that I must be known, that I am a big sheikh, that I am a pious person, that only Allah Ta'ala knows. And one is our desires, that we get caught up very quickly. Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat says here, there's no ulterior motive of Allah. I don't want any woman which is haram in my life. Koi mahmil nahi. And mahmil is what the canopy as they used to put on the camel. It is like a high canopy and where the ladies used to sit in there. So Hazrat says that also Allah, I don't want something of honor. Outwardly I'm pretending to be very pious, but I want name and fame. Allah save me, all of us. So we only have to be beggars in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Hazrat explains so beautifully. Finally Hazrat says, keh raha hai ye Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, nawar Allah umar qadau bi bange duhal, behre ulfat ka koi sahil nahi. That Hazrat says, now I'm announcing. Bang means that person who announces. And in the early days, to turn the people's attention, they used to hit the duf, that some important notice is given. And that is why Hazrat explained, in the earlier days, our elders used to say the bangisab, that is the muazzin. It's not an actually derogative term, it's actually that person who's got a loud voice and calls out the azan. And that time there wasn't a mic system. He used to go on the minara and call the azan with a loud voice. So Hazrat is saying here, I'm announcing very loudly that myself, first of all of us should understand, if you come and realize Allah has created us to make an effort to get this love of Allah, behre ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi. This is such an ocean of enjoyment that it's got no shore. The more you, aisi bimari hai, juju dawapi bimari barti gai. This is such a sickness. The more you take the medicine, the more your sickness increases. In other words, the more we come to the majlis, and the more we make our zikr regularly, our tilawat, come on to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you realize this is how I should be loving. Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding, and out of His sheer mercy and kindness, Allah Ta'ala make us among these pious.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulihil Kareem, amma ba'd. We're doing the chapter Kitab Hayat al-Muslimin, the life of Muslims. Ruh number 2, the second chapter, acquisition of and imparting deeni knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the acquisition of deeni knowledge is compulsory on every Muslim. This hadith proves it is obligatory upon every Muslim, male and female, rich and poor, city dweller and villager, to seek deeni knowledge. Acquisition of deeni knowledge is not confined to the medium of the Arabic language. The teaching of the deen are to be acquired through the medium of either Arabic books or non-Arabic books, or by inquiring from reliable ulama, or by listening to lectures of reliable and qualified lecturers. Women who are unable to read and cannot reach any alim should, through the agency of the menfolk, inquire from the ulama about the deeni requirements. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu Zar, if you go anywhere to learn one ayat of the Quran, it is better for you than 100 rakats of nafil salat. If you go anywhere to acquire one law of the knowledge of deen, it is better for you than performing 1,000 rakats of nafil salat, irrespective of whether you practice on the knowledge or not. The immense value and significance of deeni knowledge is manifest from this hadith. Some people feel that knowledge without practice is futile. This view is wrong, because the hadith states with clarity the great merit of acquiring deeni knowledge even if you don't practice upon it. There are three reasons why knowledge is so great even if you don't practice on it. Number one, knowledge prevents one from going astray because he knows the truth. This is a very great treasure. At least you'll know what's the right thing if you've got knowledge. Number two, knowledge of the deen will inshallah induce one to act in accordance with it sometime or the other. Inshallah, a man of knowledge will someday obtain the tawfiq to pick amal and to practice upon it. And number three, knowledge enables one to instruct other people to the truth. One in possession of deen knowledge is in a position to impart that knowledge, thereby disseminating the law of Allah Ta'ala. This too is of great merit and of tremendous sawab. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the noblest charity is that a Muslim acquires some knowledge of deen, then he imparts it to his Muslim brother. This hadith urges the impartation of deen knowledge in whatever measure one has acquired. Its sawab is greater than all acts of charity, subhanallah. How gracious is Allah Ta'ala. He bestows the greatest of thawab for slight effort of the tongue. Such huge amount of thawab can never be attained by expending even large sums of money in charity. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, whatever we learn of deen, we should try to impart it.